Peace, love, and light, everybody. We're back. Minds Like Minds podcast. I am your host, R.L. Melpica.
And I'm the co-host, Chef Deathfish.
And we're back another week to talk mindfulness, to talk spirituality, to talk free thinking, true seeking. And we have a very special guest with us, an integrative energy practitioner, Lauren Fonville. How are you, Lauren?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk with you guys.
Yes. We are excited as well. We love, at least from the research we've done on you, we're like super excited to talk about a lot of the things you have going on. So this is going to be a pretty eventful show. And look, if you are watching on Twitch, you know, if you have any questions throughout, feel free to send them our way. And if you want to interact as well. But how's everything been going for you, Lauren? Tell us something good.
It's good. I've been busy, and I'm just so grateful for this work that I do and the joy that it brings in my life. I think, like, as we get closer to Thanksgiving, I've just been reflecting a lot on the things that I'm thankful for. And I'm so thankful that I get to do the work that I do.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, gratefulness. That's like the magic elixir when it comes to manifestation and all that good shit. So that's beautiful to hear. For sure. Shout out Ryan the Queen, my wife. She's watching online. I just saw her comment. Hey there. What's up? Got that support, that spousal support. It's always good.
I know.
Got Mr. Dark EC 2683 online as well. Darko. Shout out to Darko. He's got his own podcast that just released, the Dark Sun podcast. That is shout out. So, Lauren, tell us how you got to this, to where you are today. Tell us about that journey.
Yeah. And it's been quite a journey. So it really all started, when my husband's in the military and we've done multiple deployments, and we had moved from San Diego to Virginia and then just moved to Delaware. And now he's in the reserves. And so I was living in this bubble, and I didn't think that he was going to have to deploy again, or that he would get pulled up to deploy. And it really came out of left field. It wasn't something that we were expecting. Because he was in the reserves, you know, when you're active duty, you know, these things are coming, you can prepare for them. And as a reservist, it's just a very different experience. So we basically get a letter in the mail, and I opened the letter that said, preparing your family for deployment. I was like, what? This has got to be a mistake. And I pretty much from that moment, my anxiety went through the roof, because we had done other deployments. However, we didn't have kids at that time. So now we had two little kids, and my stress levels just went through the roof. I started having panic attacks, and I knew that I needed to figure something out to feel better. And ultimately what happened was I ended up in a yoga class, and over the years, I've always kind of gone to yoga during difficult times in my life. And that particular day, it was a new studio, because we were in a new state, and there was a poster about yoga teacher training. Something deep within me was like, that's what you need to do. That's what's going to help you through this.
Wow.
So I signed up on the spot, which is not something I would typically do. I, you know, go back and forth in my mind a million times, but just something deep within was really calling me to do that. And so, because I was then at the yoga studio a lot, I was around a lot of people that were into energy work, and that led me to meeting my Reiki master and training in Reiki, getting, exposed to sound healing, which then got me buying sound bowls, you know,
right.
Practicing meditation. And then ultimately I signed up for a group coaching program. And then it was in that coaching program that I was introduced to the emotional freedom technique, also referred to as tapping. And that was just a phenomenal experience for me. I mean, I was very skeptical of this whole thing, of this idea of tapping on yourself to feel better physically and emotionally. But then I experienced it in my body and was like, okay, wow, there's really something to this. And so I continued to study it, continued to practice it, and eventually went on to get certified so that I could share it with other people. And now that's what I do. I mean, in my work, I really combine all of these different healing modalities when I work with my clients to help them to reduce stress and anxiety and chronic pain. And, feel more at ease in their body, because we really all deserve to feel good. And, and a lot of my clients are entrepreneurs too. And, you know, there's so many limiting beliefs that can hold us back in our work, and tapping something that can help with that too. So it helps with so many different things. Yeah.
So like when you're doing a tap, like I'm a former barber, right? So we had this technique where we're giving facials. And we do like a little twist, and then they tell us to tap, and it stimulates the blood flow into the face, help the facial, help with the healing process of the face, everything. So I was just thinking, like, is it kind of like the same similar process, but you're tapping over certain areas of the body?
Yeah. So when I describe it to people, I often compare it to acupuncture. So it's like acupuncture without the needles. So instead, we're applying acupressure by tapping on certain points of the body. And the points of the body that we're tapping on are the end points of the meridians. And the meridians are how energy moves through the body. So the meridians are referenced a lot in Chinese medicine. If you go to yoga, you'll hear yoga teachers talking about the meridians. And so it's this idea that, like, our energy can get stuck, and tapping on it can help it to move. And so when I first heard that, I was like, yeah, that sounds a little weird. You know, like, I don't know about that. But then there is a lot of science behind it. There's these studies that show that tapping reduces the amount of cortisol in the body, and cortisol is the stress hormone. And when you know, and that's there to protect you. So in those times when you need to fight back, right? You need to be able to run away. The cortisol pumps through your body so that you have that energy so that you can do that. But when we're talking about chronic stress and chronic anxiety, that cortisol starts pumping through the body all the time, and that's not healthy. And so tapping helps to tell the amygdala, which is that part of the brain that controls fight or flight, hey, you're not actually in fight or flight. You don't need to be producing all that cortisol. So it reduces the amount of cortisol so you can feel calmer, and then you can make those better decisions.
Okay.
Better decisions. Yeah. So like for the people that are watching this, I often do this demonstration because I'm a visual learner. So this might help to explain that, right? So if we pretend that my fist here is my brain, and this part of my knuckles is this part of my brain. This is the prefrontal cortex. This is where we make all of our decisions, right? So information comes up the brain stem to the prefrontal cortex, and that's how we make our decisions. But now when that amygdala, that alarm center in our brain is firing, we're going to pretend that's my thumb in here. When that starts going off, information is coming up, but it can't get to the prefrontal cortex. It's being stopped by this alarm because the alarm is sending all the cortisol into the body. So what's happening is, as you're tapping, it's saying, hey, amygdala, you don't need to be making all that cortisol. And the prefrontal cortex comes back online. So like in those situations where you're super stressed out and overwhelmed, right? That prefrontal cortex is offline, or they say you flipped your lid. It's like those moments when you're so worked up that you might even say to yourself, like, I can't even think straight, right? And you literally can't, because the information can't get to that part of the brain that it needs to, because this alarm is going off. So as you're tapping, it's calming the alarm, and then the prefrontal cortex can come back online. So now you can think clearly. And when you can think clearly, you can make those good decisions. You feel calmer in your body, and you know, you're in a better place.
That's super fucking interesting.
That is so motherfucking mind-blowingly amazing.
It's cool. It's some cool shit. It really is.
Yeah, and we're such huge proponents of, you know, Eastern philosophy and the way they look at health and whatnot, you know, and how it correlates with, you know, like you said, acupuncture and utilizing the meridians and whatnot. So that is super interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I love about it too, is that there is the science behind it, those studies that show that it reduces the cortisol by up to 43%. I mean, that's a really, really big number.
Yes, it is.
And then there's studies that have been done on how it helps people that have been diagnosed with PTSD. And, you know, as a military spouse, like that's something that's really important to me. And so when I read this study that said there was a group of veterans and they did one-on-one sessions with each of these veterans for 6 weeks. And at the end of the 6 weeks, 90% of the veterans in that group had a reduction in their PTSD symptoms. And then they checked in with them 30 days later and it was the same. And like 3 months later, it was the same. 6 months later, it was the same. The reduction was still there. So, and the fact that like the VA has approved it to be used as, you know, treatment, I think says a lot too, because for the government to approve anything is like, you know.
You know, slowly but surely, some of these alternative, you know, philosophies and ways of healing are starting to creep into kind of the mainstream. I think it might have been the Ayurvedic doctor that we talked to last season, Chef, who was saying something along the lines of, was it Reiki? I think Reiki was starting to cross the line of possibly being covered by certain insurances and things of that nature, health spending accounts and whatnot. So slowly, and acupuncture as well, that's starting to kind of bridge, you know, cross that bridge as well. So that's, I love hearing that, because at the end of the day, like we need multiple options. You know, allopathic medicine is, you know, it's for some people, you know what I mean? It's not for this guy, but it's for some people, and that's fine. But, you know, true freedom is having the option to do whatever you want and being able to afford it, number one, and be able to be covered by it, you know, number two.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, and it makes a lot of sense, right? Like, they call it the emotional freedom technique for a reason, because you're finding freedom from your emotions. And when you think of like, as human beings, we have all of these experiences in our lives, and every experience that we have has an emotion attached to it. And when it's an emotion that is an uncomfortable emotion, an emotion that we don't enjoy feeling, we shove it down and then we distract ourselves with something else. And maybe you throw yourself into your work, or maybe you throw back a few too many drinks after work to not feel that feeling. And so while that is, you know, maybe helpful in the short term, right? It's distracting you for the short term. I think we all know that over time, all that stuff that you've been stuffing down gets to a point where it's going to come out. And, you know, sometimes that comes out emotionally, sometimes it comes out physically in the body. And figuring out how to deal with that in a healthy way is important. And, you know, from what I have seen and experienced myself and with my clients, a big part of that is acknowledging how you're feeling. The emotional aspects of it is really, really important.
Oh yeah.
Definitely agree with that.
For sure. Go ahead, Chef.
When I was deployed, right. I was stationed on, USS Carl Vinson, CVN 70, right? So I did 2 West Packs. I wish I would have had somebody to kind of break it down for me in that sense, you know, because at that time I was just so full of rage, you know, being separated from your family. I was married at the time, being separated from my wife. And it was just like, you know, we're just raging. A lot of people just were crammed on the ship. We're working like 18 to 20 hours a day, maybe 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And it was just a constant grind.
Yeah. And I think for men in particular, you know, the go-to emotion is anger, right?
Right.
That's like more of an acceptable emotion. And when really there's probably a lot of other stuff that's going on underneath that anger, right? it's easier to be angry than to be sad. So,
right. And it's just, it's crazy. And one of the craziest things about it is we're all going through it. Mm-hmm. Like if I look to my shipmate right here, he's angry. If I look to my shipmate in front of me, he's angry. If I look to my shipmate over there, he's angry. So we're all angry in this vessel, but we know we're still turning to each other for support and you know, guidance, and we're trying to keep our shit together.
Yeah.
On the ship, do the job, take care of the mission, get back home safely. If you don't mind, how long was your husband deployed the last time?
Well, he was deployed for 13 months, and then he tore his ACL while he was over there. So then when he came back, he needed to have ACL surgery. And because he left out of Norfolk, they made him do the surgery down in Norfolk. So we continued to live apart, and he could only come home on weekends. I mean, we lived apart for 22 months.
Wow.
Yeah. It was brutal. It was really, really brutal. And you know, in the thick of it, you know, it was tough because I had two very little kids. We were in a new area. I didn't have any support system really, you know, a few new friends that I had met, but not like family that you can just kind of call on. And yeah, it was really, really tough. But now in hindsight, I can honestly say, I can truly say that I'm grateful for the experience, because it is because of that experience that I was able to really focus on myself. I recognized that I needed to take care of myself. And the motivation was to be able to take care of my kids. I knew I wasn't going to be able to be a good mom if I wasn't taking care of myself. And I think that's, you know, for moms and dads too, you know, sometimes it's not enough to just do it for yourself, because, you know, there's that false sense of like, oh, I feel guilty. Like, I feel guilty taking this time and doing this stuff for me when I could be doing X, Y, and Z with my kids. But it's really not. You shouldn't feel guilty about taking the time for yourself at all, because it's going to just positively impact those that are closest to you too. Yes. So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for those that you love. And I'm so grateful that I did.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's really beautiful. It's so many pieces of the story that I can resonate with, especially being military and having a family. And so it's just kind of like, wow. But at the time, I was younger, and my wife at the time was like young, a lot younger. But we were fucking lunatics.
Young love could be like that,
right? Lunatics. I mean, even when we went to another duty station, you know, we transferred duty stations, and it was just madness and chaos. Mm-hmm. From one coast to another coast, and it was crazy. It was really crazy. But it's like, had I had someone to talk to kind of like, you know, break it down and explain it to me, like I think I could have came out a little bit better at that time. I was talking to my dad, and I was trying to explain to him, like I couldn't really explain why I was so full of rage. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it was especially in that environment, the rage, it's almost like you got to defend yourself, almost like a warrior's mentality. So you're amongst other warriors. So you have to be kind of like on your P's and Q's, on your toes. And I did a lot of weightlifting and stuff like that, and a lot of martial arts and stuff. But I just didn't have anybody to just, I told my dad, it's like, he's like, yeah, you know, a couple times I felt like I need to pull you to the side and you know, give you a whooping or something. I'm like, well, you know, that shit wouldn't have worked. Well, right. You know, I didn't, that's not what I needed, a hug.
Right, yep.
I needed some fucking, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck I needed, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's stressful. It's being in that environment is stressful. Being away from your loved ones is stressful, you know. And there's a lot, you know, and they talk about like the phases of deployment, like before you go on deployment, all the emotions associated with that, when you first get on deployment. And then, you know, for me, like trying to get into a routine, and then, you know, after the deployment, that like reintegration period. And, you know, there's just, it's an emotional, it's really an emotional roller coaster. And you can have these, you know, these triggers. And it can set you off, right? But the trigger itself isn't really why you're going from like 0 to 100. It's because of all that other stuff that has been pushed down that you have not acknowledged. And then that's just like the flame that, like, mm-hmm. you know, the match that starts the fire, and then it's like everything just like just explodes. And so I think that's the beautiful thing about tapping, is that it's a very gentle approach to allowing you to feel your feelings, because there can be a lot of fear with feeling your feelings, you know, because if you have what, you know, on at like surface level feels like a lot of anger, right? Allowing yourself to really feel that anger, that can feel like scary. Like, oh, I don't want to go there. You know, I don't want to feel that rage, because what does that mean I'm going to do? Where, you know, I've had clients explain it to me, like, it feels like they're standing at the edge of a cliff. And if they allow themselves to feel all this stuff that they haven't allowed themselves to feel, it feels like, you know, that they're just free falling over the edge of the cliff and they're not going to be able to come back.
And I completely relate to that.
Yeah. And that can be terrifying, right? And so tapping can be, you can approach it in a very gentle way, so that you can get to a point where you feel more comfortable. You never have to like dive in into the deep end, relive any trauma, or, you know, re-experience it in that way. But you can, you know, you can dip your toe in into the shallow end and get there. Yeah. Yeah. And the way that it works, you know, for those people that don't know much about EFT, is that when you start the practice, you're really focusing on the negative. You're focusing on the negative emotion, the intense emotion, how you're actually feeling. And then you're slowly and authentically, through the process of tapping and through the process of the practitioner asking you questions, you'll naturally begin to have different thoughts that kind of one leads to the next. And so you're slowly and authentically moving on that scale towards the better feeling, as opposed to, you know, this recognition of like, okay, I'm really angry. And then let's just say a positive affirmation and say, I'm so happy, everything's great, right? Like, you can't just, you could say that, but then right. There's this disconnect. You don't actually feel that way. So tapping really meets you where you are as far as how you're actually feeling. Because if you're feeling really angry, you might not be able to get to feeling really happy in a session. That might not just be possible, but maybe it can be like, you can say, I'm angry and it's okay, or I'm allowed to feel angry, or I've been angry before and I've gotten through it, right? Like, so those are all better thoughts and not as intense as like the fiery rage that maybe you started with, but it just slowly moves you through the process.
Wow.
I can definitely dig that.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's really interesting. I love it. Yeah. Almost like a bridge, you know, you know, you have your, obviously you want to get to those happy thoughts and those better feelings, but, you know, it can act as a bridge to kind of help you get there. Cause yeah, it doesn't happen automatically or instantly in most situations. So that's really good.
Sure. Yeah. And the thing is that like, when you have this trigger of whatever it is that's, you know, causing you to feel the intensity of whatever the emotion is, oftentimes it's related to stuff that you've pushed down from years ago. And so often it's from your childhood. And so as you're doing this tapping, what's kind of happening is that the subconscious mind is coming online. And so a memory can pop up that in, you know, your head, you're like, that's not related. You know, you could think of something right. For first grade teacher said to you, and you're like, that is not why I am angry. You know what I mean? Because you want to make sense of it. That doesn't make sense to you. However, I always tell people, when something comes up that you don't think is related, it's coming up for a reason. And the reason is for you to explore it, not ignore it. And the dots will always, you know, make sense at the end. You might not ever realize where it is that you're going until you get there. But then when you do, it's kind of like you have this whole perspective shift and you're looking at it from a completely different angle, which then makes you feel different and then makes you take different actions. And when you take different actions, then you have a different result. And that's really what it's all about, you know, figuring out what's going to make you feel better.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, man, that's awesome.
Yes, yes. Tell us about, you have a program, Healing from the Inside Out. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when I work with my, clients one-on-one, it's an eight week program where, you know, it meets you where you are. And so most people that come to me have something specific in mind, right? Like, they are dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress. They've tried other things and nothing has really moved the needle for them. So we focus on that. Or I had a client recently come to me who had a fear of going on elevators and she wanted to get over that. Or I have somebody come to me who has physical pain in their body that has gone to all the doctors and, you know, there's nothing physically wrong, but they're still in pain and trying to figure out what's going on there. So depending on whatever the issue is that you're dealing with, that's where we start. So the program is completely tailored to every individual.
Okay.
So it's not like some programs where it's like week one, we focus on this and week two, we focus on this. This is very much like an organic program. And I've designed it to be 8 weeks because I find that within the 8 week period, my clients notice a difference. They can feel a difference. And then they also feel empowered to continue this practice on their own. And it's been really powerful. It's powerful for me to be able to witness it and guide people through the process.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Okay. So, how did you, like, once you realized this, you know, you went through your period of anxiety and, you know, you did the yoga, then you kind of went down that rabbit hole of spirituality, you know, where you know, yoga to Reiki, to the EFT. How did you get your business out there? Like what, cause I work with a lot of people that are in, this industry, spirituality, metaphysics, and whatnot. Like, what are some tips that you can give? And like, how did you market yourself and get yourself out there to actually create this business?
Yeah. So originally, you know, my background is in marketing. I worked in corporate marketing for over 15 years. And so when we had moved, I had started doing some freelance work, doing copywriting for other entrepreneurs. And as I'm going through this, you know, difficult time with my anxiety and I'm learning about all these different things, I would be having these conversations with clients and then they would be sharing stuff like they're feeling nervous about putting themselves out there or they aren't sure about their prices. And so, you know, because this can help with limiting beliefs, I was like, hey, I've learned about this thing. Do you want to try tapping with me? And that was, you know, before I ever got certified. I was just like, this has been working for me. Do you want to try it with me? And then when they started being like, oh yeah, something's happening here. I that was when I was like, okay, I have to go get certified so that I can really share this appropriately with people. And so from there, you know, then my business kind of just took a shift. And I really started focusing more on, you know, the anxiety and stress but still the entrepreneurs were still just coming to me. And I don't know if that just was because I'm an entrepreneur. That's the energy that I put out
there.
Right,
right. They probably feel comfortable with you.
Yeah. And now it's really more just talking about how this tool has changed my life and how I've seen it change my clients' lives. And a lot of people are not familiar with the technique. And so I do a lot of workshops and classes and word of mouth has been great for bringing clients in. And
awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people just, you know, they get to that point where it's like, I have to do something, you know, like either I haven't been listening to my body or feeling the emotions. And I'm at that breaking point where it's like, I have to do something. Something has to change. Right. And then maybe it's, you know, I feel like the universe kind of throws stuff at you, right? Like maybe you see a documentary that has it. Maybe you read a book that has it in there. And this could be for any modality, right? But it's always like, if something starts showing up in your world repeatedly, that's a sign, like to go check it out. Give yourself that gift. Go check it out. Figure out, you know, why that's showing up, and see if it's going to be the thing that makes the shift for you.
Yep, and that's, you know, that's one of the main reasons we do this podcast is because we bring people on like yourself who are sharing their light and their gift and all these, you know, alternative philosophies and whatnot to help people that they may not hear on the mainstream. So if they do hear this, when they hear this, they know, oh shit, that's a sign. I need to check that out. I need to hit up, I need to contact Lauren, set up something, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of our main motivations of doing this show. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about, you know, figuring out what's going to work best for you. And especially when it's a modality that there's no negative side effects, there's no negative side effects to trying it. So just try it, you know, like see if, and the thing is that you can talk about it, you know, I could talk about it forever, but it's really about experiencing it in your own body and seeing how it makes you feel. I mean, I had my first experience with it was in a group setting and we were tapping on anxiety and I was like, oh yeah, this is weird. I feel less anxious. But then when I went to have a one-on-one session, we focused on when I found out that this could help physical pain, which again, I was skeptical with, even though I had that, you know, great first experience in the group. You know, my stress and anxiety was showing up in my jaw and I was having, you know, my TMJ was flaring up and I had neck pain. And when we went through that first session, when I had my first one-on-one and I went from on the pain, like you kind of give yourself a rating on a scale of 1 to 10 of how intense the emotion is or how intense the pain is, just so you can kind of track as you're moving through. And I started off in an eight. And by the end of the session, I was at a 2 when I had been doing all of these different things to try and, you know, help my pain. And it wasn't moving the needle. But then through this practice, this hour long session, it became abundantly clear that I had been holding on to anger and betrayal, like emotions in my jaw. And once there was an awareness and a light shed on that, there was a release in the pain. And I was like, my mind was blown by that. Yes. Right. Like, it was enough for me to like, let me keep going. I got to keep doing this. Like there's something to this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow,
that's awesome. I mean, like say you just like hold it in your jaw. I mean like, wow.
Yeah. Like, and it's because when you work with a practitioner, you know, they ask you questions. And so she was asking me questions like, how does it make you feel that you have this pain? You know, and I was frustrated. So then we use those words, like, I'm so frustrated. I'm really frustrated with this pain. And then she would continue to ask me questions. And then she continued to ask me to, you know, kind of tune in, notice how I was feeling physically, notice what other thoughts came up. And then I, you know, from that feeling of frustration, moved to this feeling of betrayal because my TMJ started when my, dentist dislocated my jaw to take my wisdom teeth out. And I didn't know he was going to do this.
Oh.
So yeah, like it was frustration. Then I was really angry. Then I felt betrayed because I didn't know he was going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then I had one of those moments of, oh, I have an unrelated thought. What I thought was an unrelated thought, which was a memory of a friend betraying me. And because this practitioner kept asking me like, you know, what's coming up? I'm like, well, I had this thought about this friend, but I don't think it's related to this. And she was like, okay, let's keep tapping. and so then we tapped on, you know, this friendship and the betrayal with the friendship. And ultimately, you know, at the end of the session, I felt sad about losing that friendship. And then when she asked me to check back in with the pain, it was down to a 2. And I was like, oh my God, I've been holding it in my jaw all this time.
Wow.
And you know, and I have not had a TMJ flare up like that since. And I think it's because that, and it's not to say that sometimes I don't feel, you know, sensation here, but when I do, it's now an indicator to me, like, okay, my body is speaking to me, something's going on and I need to address it. Right. So it's like, I believe that you can get to the root of an issue, but I also think that, you know, there's maintenance that needs to happen. It's not just like a one and done type thing.
Oh, no.
And it's been amazing. Seriously.
Just like anything, you got to work at it. You know, it's that mind, body, spirit connection, you know, the energetic aspect of it, you know, holding it in those specific spots and whatnot. It's just like, if you get an energy clearing or a Reiki clearing, like, yeah, that's going to relieve a lot, but it doesn't end there. You know, you have to keep at it, keep putting in the work.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I really want to try this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do have an entrepreneur group that I started. It's a free group. And we meet the first Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. And, you know, entrepreneurs bring whatever issues they're having in their business, you know, feeling anxious about something or, you know, trying something new or whatever, having a fear about something, whatever it is. And then I ask for volunteers and we tap through it as a group. And it's just nice because as, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, sometimes it can get lonely and having that, you know, that support of other people and then knowing that like, you're not the only one feeling this way. Like anytime somebody shares something that's like other people in the group are like, oh yes. Mm-hmm. Like they're all like, yeah, yeah, I feel that way too. So I have that. And then I also have a free masterclass for people and there's a tapping session in that. So you can, you know, do that and experience it for yourself through that masterclass that I have on my website too.
Nice, nice, nice. That is awesome. Awesome. What's a common theme that you see? Obviously you work with a bunch of different people, mm-hmm. But is there a common theme that you get, yeah. You know, that come in?
Yeah. Not good enough. I'm not good enough.
Gotcha.
Or I'm not worthy.
The limiting beliefs.
And so much of that comes from childhood.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether it's feeling, you know, left out on the playground or whether it's, you know, something with your parents or a sibling, it's so much of it has to do with childhood. And we carry that with us and we don't realize how much this stuff from the past is affecting us in the present.
Yeah. Yeah. That suppressed
childhood
traumas.
Mm-hmm.
Inner child wounds.
Yeah.
It's real shit, people.
Oh God. Yeah. And like trauma is like, you know, we've all experienced trauma, I think on some level, some of us have had the big T trauma and some of us have had little T trauma. And the thing with trauma is that you're exposed to a trigger and then it's like, you're transported in time. And you're experiencing the physicality of that trauma all over again. So your heart is racing, maybe you're sweating, and you're feeling really uncomfortable physically. And so tapping helps to create this space between the memory of the trauma and the physical experience in your body so that eventually you can get to a point where you're thinking about that thing that happened to you, or maybe even talking about that thing that happened to you and not having the physical response in your body.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's heavy. Heavy.
That is the same thing, man. That is heavy. Heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys are enjoying this out there listening and watching live, or if you're watching on Akasha Flicks, while we have Lauren Fonville with us. What about you? Obviously this whole thing started by dealing with anxiety, and anxiety is such a big thing when it comes to mental health. And, you know, mental health is finally kind of being talked about in most cultures. Now it's still looked at in a certain way in certain cultures, and hopefully we'll overcome that. But we are huge advocates of mental health on this podcast. And, you know, for this to be kind of the spark to get you to do what you're doing and share your light with the world, what are you currently working on yourself? I mean, is it still a struggle with anxiety? Are you working on other things?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was always an anxious kid. I was always anxious, but it was always like I was able to keep the lid on it, you know what I mean? And then that whole experience of this out of the blue deployment just kind of like the lid came off and everything came out. And so I do feel like I'm at a place where I can handle things a lot differently than I did back then. But that's not to say that I still don't get triggered and, you know, and then I'll be like, you know, maybe yelling at my kids who don't deserve it. And then they'll be like, Mom, do you think you should go tap now?
I love it.
Yes, I think I do need to tap, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, you know, I think it's an ever going thing of like taking care of yourself and listening to your body and really being able to like hold space for the emotions, because the definition of emotion is energy in motion. And so our emotions want to move. They want to be felt. They want to be recognized. They don't want to be stuffed down and ignored. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm constantly trying to do that. And I do that too through a variety of different modalities. And I'm always interested in learning new things.
Yeah.
There's going to be a breath work. Are you guys familiar with Wim Hof breathing?
Yeah, I have. I've heard of it.
And so there's going to be a Wim Hof breathing workshop in the spring, and I'm like super stoked to be able to learn about that. And yeah, so I like to always consider myself a student and continually trying to learn new things and then see what else I can share with my clients to help them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're constantly trying to level up, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we learn so much just from having guests on here to the people that we work with and whatnot. There's so much, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. you know, one thing I had to kind of hone myself in on was trying to do everything, kind of spreading my energy thin in a bunch of different areas. You know, what is it? Jack of all trades, but master of none type thing.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut y'all. Go ahead. There's more to that saying than that, though.
Okay. Finish it off, brother.
Jack of all trades, but a master of none is still better than a master of one. You know what I'm saying?
So that's a debatable conversation. Okay, I mean, but that's
it's just more to it then.
Yeah. I hear you. No, you're good. But I mean, one of my biggest things for anybody who is on their path to enlightenment is to expand their spirituality, to learn as much as you can, you know. And I think that's why we were excited to have you on, because you brought something new, you know, with the emotional freedom technique, the tapping. Like, you know, I hadn't experienced that yet. And just hearing about it is so intriguing, you know, yeah. what I mean, on so many different levels.
Yeah,
so
and I think
thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a tool, too, that can help you connect with your higher self, your intuition, to really, you know, get into alignment with that and get into the flow of that energy. Because yeah, when you're, you know, when you recognize that, yeah, you're spreading yourself too thin, and like, that's not good for you. That's not good for those that you love the most either. And so I think, yeah, that awareness of that, and then it's like, well, why am I doing that? Right. And getting to the root of, like, you know, maybe it's like, I feel like I need to do this. And what are the reasons why I feel like I need to do this? I can't say no, you know, like,
right,
like
right.
boundaries or, you know, that sort of stuff. And so, yeah, there's just always so many layers as to why we act the way we act and do the things that we do. And yeah, getting to the root of that is, it's always interesting. It's never the same. I think that's kind of why I love tapping. No two sessions are ever the same.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Nice. Nice. Well, how can people get a hold of you, kind of, you know, use this time to plug your social media, all that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm on Instagram, and if you look for Mind Shift with Lauren, you can find me on there. And my website is mindshiftwithlauren.com. If you want to check out that free masterclass that I talked about, it's mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass. And then I have a events page on there that has links to, I teach a yoga class that also can be taught, that is also taught virtually
nice.
at a studio here in Delaware on Fridays. And it also incorporates tapping. So we do some yoga, we do some tapping. It's a yin yoga class. So it's very gentle. It's a fun way for me to be able to share it with a broader audience.
Right.
And yeah, there's lots of virtual events that I do, including the one that I talked about earlier for the entrepreneur. So all those links are on my events page and my website too. mindshiftwithlauren.com.
Yes. And we will have all that information in the description. What'd you say, Chef?
I just followed her on Instagram.
Awesome. Oh, nice. Yes, follow Lauren on Instagram and all the social medias. Yeah. And make sure you check out that website, her masterclass, the yoga thing. That's really interesting. I didn't know you had that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun, like, to be able to share it in that way, because a lot of people will come to that class and not necessarily know what EFT is. And I had one student recently say to me, like, at the end of class, she's like, I have never done yoga like that before. It was really an emotional workout. I was like, yes, like, that is what I'm going for.
So. Yeah, yoga is honestly amazing. And if you're incorporating EFT with it too, I can only imagine. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Chef, you got any last words for us, brother?
Thank you. I really want to learn more about this tapping technique. Yeah. It sounds truly amazing.
Yeah, come tap with me anytime.
for sure.
Thanks, guys. This was great. I really
thank you.
So much great information. Everyone watching on Twitch, thank you for watching. Ryan says thank you for sharing to Lauren. We appreciate you watching on Twitch. Everybody listening, make sure you check out the video version of this podcast exclusive to Akasha Flix. Akasha Flix, you get all of the Minds Like Minds video content, not to mention a plethora of other spiritual, mindful, free thinking, and metaphysical content from over 8 creators and over 280 videos. So make sure you go to www.akashaflix.com and subscribe. The price is $7.49 a month, and you get exclusive access to all of it. So make sure you check that out and see the video version, see Lauren and all her, you know, amazing energy that she's emitting through this screen right now. So we appreciate you, Lauren. This was fun. We'd love to have you back on at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we could do a live tapping session or something.
See, now you're talking my language. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, we should definitely set that up.
Okay, cool. So,
all right, we are out of here, everybody. Everybody be good.
Bye.
Peace.